Hello, friends. Happy Monday. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Pete McHugh Show, a brand new week of thoughts, recording, and really just space for myself to, like, ruminate and create and really do some creation processing and some creative thought. You know, if you woke up this morning, you probably noticed within your iPhone app, at least, there's a new app called Journaling. And not knocking people that have a journal, not knocking people that write their thoughts down. It's very helpful for some folks. And it's very creative for some folks. And it's an outlet for some folks. And I have nothing against it. But I'm telling you, is I'm already doing that. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't mean it in a bad way. But I already sort of consider this space, this podcast, an educational space for you as I talk about life with disability and CP specifically, because that's the only lens that I know about personally and the lens that I can see through as it relates to life with alternately abled bodies and what the world would consider disabled bodies. But I like the term alternately abled. I don't like the idea of disabled. Some people don't mind it. Some people wear it proudly. And I understand. It's not a bad thing. I just don't like the sound of the word. It just, disability, personally, is a very, in my estimation, a very negative way of qualifying a person who is able, just able in different ways and in different fashions, right? Doesn't mean just because we have a disability and just because we carry challenges related to a disability doesn't mean we're able to be abled in different ways. Lots of different people have lots of different opinions on that, and I won't go on a rant on it because I've done that before in the podcast, but yeah. There's a new journaling space within the iPhone and I'm sure iPad app. I haven't checked that out yet. I'm really getting into the Ninja Turtles series still. I'm like 11 or 12 issues in, I think. I don't know exactly because they're not only the main series of 12 issues in the first volume, but there's also tie-in stories and things like that and connection stories and add-on stories. I'm on the Leonardo single issue micro series, right? That's what I'm going to be reading next when I get back into reading it. I've also decided that one of the things I'm going to do this year is get more into the Marvel universe, or try to explore that more, and try to become more well-versed in that and what that means. And one of the characters that I'm going to explore, because I don't know that much about him, and I feel sort of not ashamed, but in my geekdom, there's just certain things I don't know about. And one of the characters I really don't have any knowledge of is Black Panther. So I've been looking into Black Panther series or Black Panther places to start. And I found one, and I'm going to try to explore that avenue after digging into the series I'm going to start reading after the first two volumes of Ninja Turtles, as I got a couple things for Christmas, and that's the, I'm going to dig into the I didn't get four volumes all at once, but I have four volumes of Radiant Black, and I'm really going to dive into that after the Ninja Turtles volumes. I'm going to go back to the Ninja Turtles volumes eventually, and I will have a lot to read, but I'm just really digging and exploring the avenues of comics again now that I've got a machine that supports them and supports them well. So I'm back in the comic verse, folks. Happy Monday. Did I say happy one day? Happy Monday. I hope you have a great one. Be well, be blessed, enjoy your day. You are loved. There is light around you. There is protection. There is joy. There is peace. I have a window. I'll wear that light comes from in my personal life, but I understand that you may have an alternate window, you may have an alternate belief system, and you are loved, and that's okay. We all have journeys of faith, we all have journeys of exploration, we all have journeys of spirituality, and some of them match, some of them are similar to others, and some of them are different, and different is also okay. God, too. The universe, too. The divine, too. However you need to see it, loves and accepts different. Grace and peace. We'll talk again soon, my friends. I love you. Be well. Good day, good people of the podcasting world. I am stoked because, as you know, I've been enjoying comics since getting back into it. Just after the Christmas holiday, really, because I just started the Ninja Turtle series. And I'm still enjoying that, but I'm finding inroads to a couple of Marvel series I wasn't, not that I wasn't expecting to get into, but I'm excited because I finally have an entry point for Daredevil. I finally have an entry point for Spider-Man. I don't think I'm going to go with Silver Age. It's just daunting if you go all the way back to the Silver Age, because there's so much to read, which is incredible that that much stuff is collected, but at the same time, it's also not in a very modern scope. They're classic stories, yes. But I don't know that I'll touch them just because we're not in 1963 anymore. And I'm not excited about it. And there is a major promise that I made to myself this year in reading comics that I hadn't really touched before, and that is the fact that I will not lose sight of enjoying the medium. In other words, I'll read and I'll experience comics, whether it's DC, whether it's Marvel, whether it's Image or IDW or another company that I don't even know about yet. I will not allow myself to sabotage myself by stealing the joy of why I like comics in the first place. I'll explore new things. I'll dip my toe into new things and new ideas. But if I'm not going to overthink and psych myself out of enjoying comics just because something is so immense. I have an entry point for Daredevil. I have an entry point for the Black Panther. I haven't quite figured out an entry point for the Avengers yet, but I will soon, I'm sure. I just want to enjoy comics more this year and just not overthink the immensity of what comics can be and the joy of what comics can be. And I know I talked about this a couple days ago, but it's just really been on my heart to don't forget why you're reading comics. You're reading comics because you enjoy superheroes. You're reading comics because you think they're fun. You're reading comics because, as a story-loving nerd who likes the concept of superheroes, in fact, there's a book that I want to read. Eventually, I saw it several months ago. I haven't picked it up yet. It's like about the psychology of superheroes and why people enjoy superheroes and all that. I want to listen to that on Audible if I can at some point. But right now, I'm enjoying some really cool audio dramas. And as I enjoy them more, as I dig into them more, I'll talk about them. The superhero genre has always fascinated me. But I've got this psychological thriller called Tracks. It's a very British show. And it's about a psychologically psychologically damaged doctor who has a rocky relationship with a father she barely knows, and actually she doesn't have a relationship with that father at all, really. She meets him, but I won't spoil it for you. There's a lot connected to Tracks, and it's a lot to follow. I'm on the fourth season. There's 5. I'm enjoying it so far. But yeah, that's basically what's on my heart tonight as I spend time with you, as I record with you. I'm getting back into comic books, and I'm not gonna let overthinking about psychology or the psychology of overthinking take away from the enjoyment of it. I'm really gonna dig comics and try to get into them more, and figure out how to build my own collected editions as relates to Superman, because you can build collections with the Kindle app. But there's just so much I want to read right now that I'm not going to get to Superman right away, but eventually I will. I just want to enjoy comics. It's as simple as that. All right, everybody, that's what's on my heart and mind today. May grace and peace be with you. We'll talk again soon. Until then, be well. Hello, friends. Happy Wednesday. I gotta be honest with y'all for a second. Well, I'm honest with y'all all the time anyway. But here's the thing. I've been talking about comic books lately. And I took a look at the Spider-Man Masterworks collection last night a little bit. And I haven't started reading it yet because I'm in the midst of the Turtles. But in yesterday's podcast, I sort of mentioned, I don't know if I want to read Silver Age. And it's such, Marvel has such a steep tradition of great stories and great reads. And they go beyond the Silver Age. The Silver Age was very brief. In fact, Echo, how long did the Silver Age of comics last?
From TCJ.com. By the 1960s, the civil rights movement had begun to reverberate in newspaper comics, with the debut of Maury Turner's Strip Me Pals, 1965 to 2014, and Brumsick Brandon Jr.'s Luther, 1969 to 1986.
Not what I asked, but okay. Anyway, here's the deal. I took a look at the first volume of my Masterworks collection of Spider-Man, and if I dig it, I'm gonna keep reading. But like I say, I gotta get through some volumes of Ninja Turtles first, and some volumes of a series I've been waiting to read. So I gotta get through a few things first, but I'm gonna start reading the Silver Age of, and make my way through Spider-Man, I think. Try to do it in chronological order. And I'll try to do X-Men in chronological order as well. Because I think I'll be able to get through the Silver Age of X-Men, because the Silver Age of X-Men only lasted, 63 issues or something like that, because it was almost canceled. It's kind of a miracle that X-Men endured and is still around today, because it was almost a canceled book back in the day. We'll see what happens with it as I, you know, dive in, but I think looking at the art of the Spider-Man series, the masterworks, I think I'm gonna be able to dig it. Especially since, here's the crazy part, folks. I watched one of the in-season tournament games yesterday, because that's still where I am in the flow of my NBA watching. And then I got on my phone. On my phone, not my iPad, but my phone. And I looked at the art on my phone of the Masterworks volume. I think I will keep them around. And hopefully, as I work my way through, and I got a lot of volumes to work through, I'll enjoy the story more and more. So, we'll see what happens, folks. We will see what happens. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. That's basically what's on my heart this morning. The only other thing I have to share with you is today at 6:30, I think, is when I have my meeting with the search team. And I know we're meeting with one of our potential candidates, but I haven't heard about the other one. Heard any more news about another or a second one. Well, I'll find out more when I check my email in a few minutes here, but I know we're talking, be it very briefly, to one of our candidates to see how interested they are in us. See if we have a mutual connection of interest and see how serious this person is about us. So, and the reason we're doing that is we want to make sure that this person really wants to potentially be here and be connected to us and be a part of us, because there's going to be some expense in bringing them here if we decide to do it. So that's our next step. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. Happy Thursday. No, it's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. It's Wednesday, folks. Don't let me get ahead of you. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. Happy Thursday, friends. Hope you're well on this day, and I hope you are feeling great. You know, this may be wishful thinking on this Thursday, but I gotta tell ya, I think my spam junk training that I'm doing for various emails that I get, like I say, it might be wishful thinking, but I think it's starting to work. The algorithm or whatever does it that controls the junk mail is starting to really go, okay, this might be junk, this might be junk, this might be junk. It might be wishful thinking, but I'm trying to teach the junk mail that I get, and we all get a lot of it here in the United States. I don't know what it is like overseas. I would imagine it's quite a similar thing to where just junk mail just comes into mailboxes or emails, and people have to deal with it. I would imagine it's sort of a universal conundrum, universal scourge, maybe. I think everybody deals with junk mail, but I'm starting to train my spam folders to recognize what junk is, I think. That's my hope. I don't know how well it will continue to be, but I really have hope, because I just don't like seeing junk mail. And the more you train it, the more you work with it, in theory, the more your mail server should be able to filter things out like that. It just should be a thing. And I think it's starting to learn and work and everything. So, it's starting to find itself. I hope. Because the less junk mail I see, and I know it's not like, it's not going to be a situation where it's unrealistic to think that I'll never see it again, okay? Junk mail is a scourge of reality. It's just part of our lexicon in today's modern society. So it's never fully going to go away, I don't think. But to minimize junk mail is the goal of everybody, I think, to some degree. Nobody likes it, right? Nobody really gets into it. Like, nobody goes, "Ooh, I gotta have junk mail." It's, no, that's not how it works. But I'm starting to tame it. I gotta think that I'm starting to neutralize it. And that makes me happy. One of many things that makes me happy on this Thursday morning. I hope you are well. I hope you're feeling good, as I say. And I hope you're having a good morning. I hope you have a fantastic day. To know that my junk mail management, my junk mail folder, my spam folder, whatever you want to call it, is starting to behave as it should, is a beautimous thing. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll talk again soon. Be well. Be safe. I love you. Good morning, everybody. You know, I've been talking about comics for the last few days because I'm trying to get my feet connected to Marvel. And while it may be somewhat impossible, there are guides on the internet that will help guide you, because that's what guides do. Through reading orders and things like that, right? And I know on some, and in some situations, and in some cases, I'm going to have to do something that I've never, ever done. But now, I think, has potential for being able to be done, right? Because now on Amazon Kindle, I think if I have to for certain stories, I can take individual issues and make connections, right? I can make connected stories. And in some cases, for some reading orders, I might have to do that. Especially since in the case of comics, not everything, a lot is, especially in the modern day, but not everything is in collected edition. And if I'm going to read something from the 90s especially, or as it relates to DC in collected edition, period, especially, there might be instances and occasions where I have to make my own collections for stories to make sense. It just is what it is. And not everything is digital, but there's a lot that's digital. And it's very, very possible, if you do research and you discover what you want to make, what you want to do, especially as it relates to DC. If you discover comic titles and where they fit into collections and things like that, you can make collections of books in Kindle and or in Audible now. Audible, you don't have to worry about it so much. There's a lot within Audible that instinctively knows it's a part of a set or a collection. And who knows? Maybe once I start diving into the universe that is Marvel, I'll get to a point as a collector where I can replace the collections I make with officially released Marvel collections. Because things will change and, you know, collections will be added to the library. Here's to hoping. We'll see. Right now, I'm not too worried about Marvel. I'm doing research for Marvel. But right now, I'm in the midst of Ninja Turtles, and I'm really enjoying it. And then I'm gonna go to Radiant Black, because I have the first 4 volumes of that. I'm gonna enjoy that. And then after that, I'm gonna probably dive into my Marvel with Christopher Priest's run of Black Panther to check that out. And then after that, maybe I'll go to a Wolverine run I'm curious about to start there and do that. We'll see. Either that or Captain America, a run of Captain America that everybody talks about. We'll see. I've got plans for comics this year. Can you tell? But I've also thinking maybe I'll read the New 52 Batman and Superman runs. We'll see. I've got plans. Can you tell? I just said that. I know. Anyway, that's what's on my heart and mind this morning. That's what I'm thinking about. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling great on this Friday. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll connect again and have another episode coming up soon here, okay? Be well, enjoy yourself, and be safe. We'll talk again soon.